This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do we have some future Don Juans? I actually have to look up the history of this whole Don Juan. Was Don Juan supposed to be like a womanizer? A very, you know, sexy, you know, man who would just, I don't know, just make all the girls swoon? Well, I guess three boys decided to buy flowers for every girl at a Kansas middle school. Now, I could swear I heard this story last year also. So either they got the idea or they're the same boys. I need to look this up. But I remember last year, somebody bought every single girl in a school, but it was like a Midwest school where it was kind of smaller, flowers. And so every girl got to, you know, feel special on Valentine's. Yeah, I never kind of admitted this to you guys. I never really got a lot of Valentines in school. Maybe that's where my, I don't want to say hatred, but where my dislike for the holiday came. You know, we would, and this was in the 80s, 70s and 80s, right? Okay. We would have to make a little, I don't know how the boys in class liked it, honestly. And maybe that's why I really disliked it. But we had to stop everything. And mind you, I was really into math and science and recess and stuff. So we had to stop everything before Valentine's Day and make a little bag or basket or envelope or folder. And then, so you had to decorate it. And I am not very good at art. Okay, I know I talk about the art of medicine, and I'm good at that, but I'm not good at sprinklies and putting glitter on stuff and glue and coloring and designing. I'm just not good at that. You know, so I found some googly eyes, and I'd stick some googly eyes on it or whatever, and, you know, my nickname when I was really young was Dolly. I liked Dahlia, but my mom wouldn't call me that. She'd call me Dolly. I guess she liked less syllables. And so I didn't like my name because everybody made fun of me, you know, calling me Dolly Parton. And so I the funny thing is I was kind of flat-chested. I wasn't even, I know, if they only knew. Maybe they gave me the right vibes, and then luckily I was able to fill out a bra by the fifth grade. But anyway, so you had to make this artsy thing, and then it was plastered up in the front of the class. And mine always got stuck between two girls, right, who had, I mean, beautiful feather and smurfs and stickers and, you know, iridescent colorings. I don't know how the hell they did it. And mine was just like, you know, yeah, Valentine folder. I'm not going to get any anyway. And then I always got the pity Valentines. So I didn't get the ones from the boys I really, really liked. You know, I would get the ones that where somebody, you know, somebody's mom made them go and buy the Han Solo, right? You know, or the Star Wars or whatever. And, you know, I got maybe five or six pity Valentines. Now, mind you, I went to 12 different schools, so I was always the new kid. So nobody was going to fall in love with the new kid, especially who didn't have boobs. Well, maybe I would have liked flowers. So a group of young boys in Kansas reportedly, there's 300 females at Summit Trails Middle School, both staff and students. So boys bought carnations, which, by the way, is fantastic. Okay, you don't have to buy roses for young girls. Okay, the cheaper flowers are carnations, and they work. I mean, girls love carnations. We, you know, roses, they have the little thorns. I actually prefer carnations. They last longer, they're cheaper, and they don't hurt you. I really like carnations. So my husband's happy boy. So, apparently, three boys decided to get everybody flowers. Tristan Valentine was his name. Keon Rice and Lincoln Holmes. They're in 8th, 7th, and 6th grade, respectively. And so they apparently paid for this out of their own pockets. And as the girls came to school, they handed everybody a pink flower. Oh, my gosh. That's the way to do it. I mean, if they want to get a date, that is the way to do it. Now, apparently, school's principal, Dr. Sarah Guerrero, praised the boys for their efforts, telling KNBC that watching them hand out the flowers gave her chills. And you see a big picture. You see everybody laugh and smile. You see the boys happy because they're like, man, we're cool. The girls love us. And, I mean, it sounds like their own money. It doesn't sound like the parents paid. I mean, I could just imagine, you know, dad going, what? I don't buy your mother flowers. I got to buy every girl in the school flowers? Oh, hell no. So I really think the boys did this themselves, which I think, you know, you do a fundraiser, and then you, I think it's a beautiful, brilliant thing. But why do women like flowers? Again, I'm not the typical woman, so ignore me when I say I'm not really big on flowers. I'd rather get chocolate or a steak. You know, take me to Outback. I'd rather do that than have flowers. But the whole flower idea, it isn't that the flowers are pretty or the flowers smell good. It's because it's the thought. And you know, everybody says it's the thought that counts, and that sounds cliche. But honestly, that's exactly what makes us tick. You had to actually think about us. You had to actually stop and get us a flower. You had to pick a plant. You had to murder some botanical life form for us. It's very sexy. It's like a hunt, you know? If a man in caveman days, you know, hunted down a deer and brought you the carcass, you were like, I mean, you were going to vow to be his forever. So flowers is a way for you to hunt, right? Kill something for us. And you do that by a flower, and you bring us a flower. And then we parade it, just like we do a deer head. We parade the flowers on our desk or in our ear or whatever. Now, the flower dies, but we don't care because you got it for us. Now, we find out that you got a flower for somebody else. Oh, hell no. All right, it's on, and, you know, yeah. But, you know, you give us a flower, it means there's a thought. It means we're special. It means we have a badge. Right? To show other people that we're cared about. Women don't want to look like we just become old hats. And I feel that way a lot. And so, you know, maybe I should be a little bit more receptive to a flower, because then that means I'm not as haggy. I may be getting old, but I'm not as haggy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To the bone, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we need to figure out how to save money in Medicare. And the baby boomers are outnumbering any other group. We think we have a lot of millennials, but the baby boomers are still the biggest demographic. And the baby boomers are getting older, and more are going to be requiring Medicare over the next few years, which is why they project that Medicare is going to be defunct, losing money. They don't talk about it. You know, they're kind of laying low. But as they very quietly cut services and not pay for certain claims, we doctors are noticing that Medicare is going to have an issue when it comes to money. Unless we print more and drive up inflation or come up with something miraculous, we're going to be spending more money. So this is an idea they came up with. They're going to be doing this pilot program where when you call an ambulance, you don't necessarily have to go to an ER, unless, of course, it's emergency. So Medicare, we're being told by the, I think it's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, wants to change how it pays for emergency ambulance services to give seniors more options besides going to a hospital emergency department. And kudos to them. That's a brilliant thought. Because think about it. Right now, if an older person who lives alone and doesn't have a ride has a medical issue, all they could do, they in their eyes, is call an ambulance, and then the ambulance has to take it to an ER. Now, we don't really have an Uber system, right? Many of them don't trust a cab. People will say, well, I don't understand that. Why doesn't grandma just take a cab? Because the people within the cab aren't necessarily medically trained. So if anybody is coding or having an issue, the cab driver can't do anything. But the paramedics can. The drivers can administer medical care. They can stop the car, jump in back, and administer medical care. So that's why the go-to ride of choice or ride share has been an ambulance. So other options are, well, do they actually have to go to an urgent care center? Or can they go to an urgent care center? Maybe they could go to a doctor's office. Maybe they could have treatment at home under supervision of a doctor via telehealth links. Telehealth is becoming huge. So they say it's a pilot project for now. But if adopted nationwide, they say the idea could save Medicare more than $500 million a year and allow local fire departments and ambulance services to focus their time and energy on more serious emergencies. Now, some advocates are going, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Others go, but well, we got to watch this. Okay? You know, that means you are triaging or somebody is self-triaging without actually seeing the patient. So Julie Carter, a federal policy expert with the Medicare Rights Center, which advocates on behalf of beneficiaries, says we definitely need this. We definitely think this is intriguing and exciting, but it really does need to be monitored very closely. We see this as a potential opportunity to keep people out of the ER when they don't need to be there. Medicare officials said nothing's going to change overnight, and they pledge that the pilot program is going to be closely evaluated. Patients will retain the option of going to an ER. Now, many people say, well, you know, this is definitely better than what we have because many ERs turn us away. And that's something we've seen a lot of. We've heard, coming from hospitals throughout the United States where hospitals say, we're slammed. We can't take anybody chronic or, you know, anybody that has, you know, multiple conditions right now. We are slammed. So divert. And we're forgetting that Medicare had, with the ACA, started penalizing hospitals, cutting their funds, if somebody had a readmission. So, within 30 days. So if you have COPD, a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and you have some trouble breathing, and you have this chronically, and it's wintertime and flu season, and you went in December, and then you went back in January, and then because flu season's still upon us and it's really wet and cold and whatever, you come back in February, the hospital is dinged or not paid for those January and February visits, depending on where they fall with these new Medicare rules. So what do you think the average ER or hospital is saying? Medicare? No, don't come to us. So, now, many hospitals aren't doing that, but we're hearing of a lot of diversions, and I think would be naive to not think that that's in play. So, let's say an older person is having a bladder infection, and they need to be seen and treated. Well, we could now do that on telemedicine, but until older individuals have these set up, you know, in the phone system or the video conference or they are mobile enough where they could, you know, run and answer the phone, etc. Many of them will go to an urgent care ER to get evaluated. So now maybe they could go to an urgent care. Maybe now they could go to a medical office. Many of them need rides. And in this day and age of Uber and Lyft, ride sharing, we should be able to figure something out. Now, they say later this year, Medicare is going to announce up to 40 grants available to local governments or agencies that operate 911 dispatch centers. And the pilot program will start early next year and run for 2 years. If successful, it's going to be adopted nationwide. Medicare says it also wants to get state Medicaid programs and private insurance companies interested in the approach. They say the idea came out of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, created under the Obama health care law, to improve quality and reduce wasteful spending in the two giant health care programs. The Donald Trump administration also wants to cut costs. So this ambulance proposal says that Medicare right now will only pay for emergency ambulance services if you're going to the hospital, rehab, or dialysis facilities. So I think it's brilliant. Okay, so now you as a patient, well, what does this mean? Well, be prepared as a patient. And this you may welcome or you may not. But be prepared for a patient that there's going to be a lot of triaging, not by a doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, nurse, in front of you. Your triaging is now going to be remote. Now, for the majority of people, that works fine. I'm doing telemedicine right now with American Well and Teladoc, and they're wonderful companies, and they have guidelines, and it's amazing how much we are able to pick up and do. However, I've told you guys thousands of stories where if I hadn't been in the room, I wouldn't have picked up on something entirely different from what was going on. And a big problem I'm starting to notice is people, they kind of know what to say. So they call in, they give us the spiel, so they get whatever antibiotic they want. And I don't think we're getting the full history. Or what a lot of people are doing is now Teladoc is their primary care provider, where they just go to the platform for all their UTIs, sinus infections, etc. Now, we are equipped to help. But I'm like, when is the last time a doctor touched you? You've had now 3 bladder infections. Has anybody run a urine test? Going to telemedicine is great, and I'm a huge fan of it, and I love working for Teladoc and American Well. But is anybody looking at your urine? If not, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Because you might be getting antibiotics, and you might not be having a bladder infection. Or this chest tightness that you think is your asthma or a bronchitis could be cardiac. Are you getting your regular physicals? And so we are going to see a big push to get people out of the brick and mortar stores and to do more from home. Now, some family docs and primary care doctors are like probably appreciating that things are easing up. But now, look at how the economy, look at how the industry is switching. Many medical offices, we live on the bread and butter cases. If it's a simple bladder infection, if it's a simple cold, if it's a strep throat, we can manage those in under 10, 15 minutes and move on to the next patient. Well, now if the quote-unquote simpler cases are being handled, then only the complex cases are being handled in the brick and mortar. And now wait times extend, more burnout. So it's going to be very interesting to see how telemedicine transforms medicine. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president explains why he's declaring a national emergency at the southern border.
What we really want to do is simple. It's not like it's complicated. It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs from coming into our country. Nobody's done the job that we've ever done. I mean, nobody's done the job that we've done on the border.
People in areas hit by Southern California wildfires are now on high alert due to another major storm. More rain is expected today, but forecasters say it will be lighter than the downpours earlier this week. The area has been pummeled by rain with up to 6 inches, and parts of the Sierra Nevadas saw up to 4 feet of snow. And Denver public schools are back in session after a four-day strike. The union and teachers reached an agreement that would address salary and incentive issues after more than a year of bargaining. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's get to some news, some of the headlines. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had made her first visit to the Supreme Court since her lung cancer surgery. I don't believe the cameras were on her. I think she's at a private conference with the other justices. She had missed several high court meetings and dates, obviously, for recovering, you know, from the cancer surgery. And whether you're Republican or Democrat on either side of the aisle, we always wish anybody who is suffering from health issues well. Okay, it kind of blows my mind when I see people rip on Trump and his clean bill of health that he got for his physical, or rip on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, and start, you know, counting the days that she leaves office. I get how contentious and how passionate a position, you know, these two have. And so, you know, I understand why people are concerned about their health, but we are still humans first, if I could just say that. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg is working for her chambers today, they're saying. She is participating in the in-person closed-door conference Friday morning. She has been working from home and participating in the court's caseload while recovering from surgery. I don't know if we as taxpayers have proof of that, but, you know. Ginsburg is 85 years old. As you know, she's been recuperating in her home in D.C. from a pulmonary lobectomy, meaning she had a lobe of her lungs taken out at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York after two nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. The discovery came, incidentally, after she had fractured several ribs during a fall in November. She had fallen, broken a couple ribs, and that's when they noticed that she had the tumors. My guess is these were pathological fractures, meaning she broke a couple ribs because the cancer had spread to the ribs. Other sources are saying, no, the ribs were fractured because of the fall, and coincidentally, she had a couple lung tumors in the same area. All right. So both of the nodules were removed. They were cancerous, but scans performed before surgery indicate that there's no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. Now, I've been asked, has a repeat scan been done since she had her lobectomy? The problem is with these PET scans is after you've had surgery and you're trying to heal, and if she's going through any radiation, etc., you're going to have inflammation that clouds the view of the PET scan. Now, it can still see if cancer spread to, the brain, etc. But usually with these lobectomies, they're going to be taken out not only the lobe, but surrounding lymph nodes. So there could be inflammation and false positives on these PET scans that unfortunately don't really tell you if there's cancer or if it's inflammation. So the Supreme Court returns from a four-week recess on Tuesday. Didn't they just take off Christmas? And then they get another 4 weeks? They get a lot of time off. According to Fox News, they returned from a four-week recess on Tuesday. So I guess mid-January to they're off for Christmas, and they come back a week or two, and then they get another 4 weeks off. I don't know. They don't know if Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be on the bench. And she usually doesn't miss oral arguments. I mean, she has been very active despite her having cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, a stent placed in her heart because she had a blocked artery in 2014. And remember, she was nominated back in 1993 by Bill Clinton. And she had replaced Justice Byron White. And she was Clinton's first Supreme Court pick. So, she is the oldest member on the Supreme Court. Supposedly, she hired clerks for the term that extends into 2020. She has also indicated that she has no plans to leave soon. So, we'll see how she's doing, but that's the latest on that. Then, we're being told that Trump has declared a national emergency to get funding for the wall. $8 billion. And he, Congress had gave him less than $1.4 billion in funding. So he, apparently he's going to supplement with another $6.5 billion in repurposed money from existing accounts. This is according to Daily Mail. And he signed an emergency declaration saying that we are being invaded. And, you know, how do you look at our immigration issues? You could see both sides. We start to look like a joke to other countries when we have illegal immigrants come in and commit these crimes, and we have what they call angel moms present where their children were killed by illegal immigrants. And I know we're not supposed to use the term illegal immigrant, undocumented, which I don't think is a right term. Undocumented doesn't make sense because undocumented, they have documents hopefully for their countries. Undocumented means you have no home. And everybody comes from somewhere. So I don't like that term undocumented, but I understand that, you know, everyone's trying to be politically correct, so I get it. So right now, Donald Trump has announced state of emergency, signing today and registering a national emergency. He says we have a lot of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's not acceptable. So he signed a declaration behind closed doors prior to a Rose Garden announcement that he, met with men, women, children, families of those who were either killed by illegal immigrants or died because of the drug cartels. He said he's considering a second emergency that would target to the cartels directly that is rooted in an emergency declaration that his predecessor signed. So, you know, this idea that he will build a wall, many people are concerned that it's all about the rhetoric, it's about the soundbite, and he's going to build a wall. Others, they don't, it's not about the wall, it's about, you know, we have some issues. Okay, we're going to be facing some huge employment issues. We are looking at ways to save money on how to deal with our health care. And we don't have, right, endless flows of money. And will something like this save money? Will something like this create jobs? Will it save money? Will it protect those innocent people trying to come to the United States and going through dangerous borders in order to get where they need to go? You know, there's rapes and tons of things that happen on the borders in places that are not the designed, the specifically designed borders. And so I agree with more border openings. I agree with more security on the border. I agree with there being at least medical facilities nearby the border such that if anybody does come and they've done the trek and they're not healthy, we could help provide medical care before they come into our country and get other people sick, you know, or spread illness or disease. You know, I just don't understand where things changed from the Ellis Island sort of, you know, all right, let's screen, make sure you're not bringing in a communicable disease that could hurt others. You know, let's make sure you could support yourself and, you know, or you have somebody that sponsors you and, you know, you're, you know, going to live a non-criminal life because you have a means to be here. Then the, oh, no, just, you know, come in willy-nilly. I mean, if this Ebola outbreak continues, or if we have, you know, more of these diseases that scare the hell out of people, like Zika, you know, or flu, or measles, or whatever, because, you know, we don't have any sort of plan in place for people coming into our country. As a doctor, I find that very concerning. You could be pro-immigration, anti-wall, you could be pro-wall. I think everybody's on the same page with making sure people who come here are healthy or get the care they need. So then we come up with a system, and if that involves a wall, if that involves medical clinics, if that involves money, if that involves us, you know, and then hopefully turning around and, you know, being able to make this work in terms of, you know, job growth, in terms of, you know, getting funding, I'm for it. But it's dangerous the way it's happening now. You know? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So nearly 30 Georgia middle school students were hospitalized yesterday after ingesting Valentine's Day candy. 30 middle school students. And it left them feeling nauseated and disoriented. This is worrisome. They say school officials from Atlanta's Sandtown Middle School alerted paramedics Thursday morning that several students have complained of feeling ill after eating Valentine's Day candy and snacks. That's according to a school district spokeswoman, Susan Romanek. The students were evaluated and sent to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and Eagleston and Grady Memorial Hospital. By the afternoon, the number of six students had grown to 28. After getting students' medical attention, students and staff were instructed not to eat anything given to them by another person and not to eat anything they didn't bring from their own. It was not immediately clear whether the Valentine's Day candy had caused the students' sickness. It could have been the sloppy joes from the day before. We don't know. The school district's police are now investigating the incident, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And the children are reportedly staying overnight at the hospital to be monitored. My guess is they're worried about narcotics. Spokeswoman Alicia Cardell Elson said officials should have more information by Friday morning. As soon as we get information, we'll let you know. But wowee. All right. I was ripping on Valentine's candy the other day because I cannot stand those heart, be mine, pale-looking, crunchy candy. That's not candy. Candy's supposed to be smooth and chocolatey and yummy. And these Halloween parties, which we've been celebrating now for years, right? We basically bring candy from home. We do kind of potluck. And we put candy in everybody's little bin, like we talked about. We had to, you know, decorate our bin or our folder or whatever. And you hope to get a whole bunch of candy, okay, making you, you know, feel like you're loved and appreciated. And then you can, it's basically like Halloween all over again. Now, many parents say, well, tech with this, I'm not going to, you know, buy the candy from a store because, boy, did candy prices go up. Candy is getting expensive. It used to not be that expensive. You could get something for 5 cents. Or those 1 cent bubble gums. You can't get that anymore now. Now it's like $25 for a bag of Reese's or Kit Kat. So a lot of moms will say, you know what, I'm going to bake the cookies. Why don't we bake some cookies and put them in a bag? And you want to know what? Those are yummy. Homemade baked chocolate chip cookies. Oh my gosh. Like Nestle Toll House. Yum. So as a kid, I would eat that. The problem is now in this day and age, we have people with peanut allergies who could die. We have idiots out there that don't monitor, right, where their narcotics or their marijuana is and which batch has what. And we're hearing kids are fed marijuana batches accidentally, or kids will grab the marijuana cookie and not the other one, the regular ones. And so we're starting to have a little bit of a distrust of food coming from other people. Man, when I grew up, oh my gosh, you would just eat out of anybody else's house. You know, it was no big deal. You would take a bite out of your kid's peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now that could kill you. And so we're starting to see things really change and transform. I mean, look at flights. Okay, they give us pretzels, and they're not the yummy, soft, delicious pretzels. They're these little hard, salty thingies, and I'm like, well, where's our peanuts? You know what I really used to love? I used to love the Boston baked bean. What are those where they're candied? I love candied peanuts. Honey roasted with the sugar on them. They don't do those anymore. And that kind of ticks me off, especially when I'm spending $560 a flight for coach. Really ticks me off. And schools now, too. Remember there used to be a cakewalk? You had to bring a cake. And then I guess you would walk, and wherever the music stops, you get that cake. I think you would pay to, I don't know, it was something they did in the 70s. I really don't remember because I was too young. But I remember I was supposed to bring a cake to school. I forgot. And so my dad ate part of it. And I was so mad at my dad. And my family's like, don't be talking to your dad like that. You left the cake. I was like, hey, we had to bring the cakewalk for the cakewalk. So that's just how we did things. And I think we're going to start to see a very stoic, sterile sort of approach to these holidays in school because of all the things happening. You know, somebody had said that Halloween is starting to become very politically correct in their school because, and I get this, because many costumes are belittling to, I guess, certain people. So, for example, my son found a costume a few years back. It was a really popular costume. It was the pregnant cheerleader. And you guys have seen it. It's red skirt, white, and it's usually a boy. It comes with a wig, or the boy gets the wig, and it's a boy who dresses up as a pregnant cheerleader. And the shirt has a tummy thing. And it was like one of the biggest hits years ago. Right? And, you know, my son has since then thrown it out, right? He doesn't wear it. He only wore it that once. And, you know, and it was big. And then I remember the school started to ban a whole bunch of Halloween costumes because they were inappropriate. Nothing racist, but just things that could insult others. And, you know, cheerleaders don't get pregnant. Yeah, every now and then there is a cheerleader that does get pregnant. I don't see why there has to be a Halloween costume for that, you know, and I don't think anybody's really insulted by that because it's obviously a joke. But, you know, we're starting to see changes. No more gruesome costumes with axes in the head. Nothing like that is allowed anymore. No short skirt, revealing, you know, Halloween now is a time where a lot of us can dress a little slutty. So we, you know, we can't really usually dress like that, but if it's Halloween, we could go as a French maid, or we could go as a, which by the way, French maid, does that insult the French? Has anybody asked the French how they feel about the French maid outfit? You know, Mademoiselle, with a little black dress with the white lace, and it's a short skirt that's kind of, you know, and it's low cut, and, you know, French maid, that there's, I mean, I don't know if that's later going to be outlawed. So I think schools are going, especially with holidays, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, I mean, you know, we used to, you know, appreciate and celebrate all of them, and now they're just called holiday events. You know, and mind you, I'm Jewish, but I love Christmas. Sing a Christmas song. Decorate for Christmas. I love the stuff. Yeah, you can have some Hanukkah stuff in there, too. But, I mean, I love the Christmas trees and the mistletoe and the stockings and the Christmas songs and the singing Silent Night. I love that. But, no, everything has to be, you know, everything has to be so, you know, well, we can't offend anybody. Well, then, now we're going to see with candy. If somebody is lacing these candies with fentanyl, or they're trying to poison kids, and we don't know how that's happening, or some bad guy or girl is paying some kid to give other children fentanyl candy, and again, I don't know what the hell happened in the Georgia middle school, then we're going to have to stop outside food coming into the school and other kids getting fed. If I was a parent, I would demand it. And I would tell my kid, you are not going to eat anybody else's candy. Now, the problem is when the kid's hungry, they're going to. And if you see a chocolate chip cookie that just looks so good, right? You know, and, you know, maybe there's some little dark green on there. You know, maybe some, there's a little brown. And you're thinking, oh, okay, well, that might be just, you know, a chunk of chocolate chip. It's not chunky chocolate chip. That kind of dark brown greenish thing can be caught. Teach your kids to not eat stuff at school then. I mean, except for the lunch and the sloppy joe. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.